Gardens fill my earliest childhood memories, so I suppose it shouldn't be surprising that in my middle years, I felt moved to write these meditations on gardening. My father, Armin Garoyan, grew up in Bridgewater, Massachusetts, and his father, Stepan, worked in a shoe factory that employed immigrants of Portuguese, Italian, Polish, Lithuanian, and Armenian descent. Until I was 5 years of age, my parents, my younger brother Michael, and I lived in an apartment building in New Rochelle, New York. When I was 5 years old, we moved to Stamford, Connecticut. But I can recall vividly the long, ever so long, car trips from New Rochelle to Bridgewater in the early years. My grandparents rented the second floor of a two-story wood frame house that had lots of land around it, on which my grandfather grew a vegetable garden next to someone else's chicken coops. In the midst of that garden stood an old wooden shed. It contained a workshop, a cot, and my grandfather's gardening tools. The musty smell of that shed lingers in my memory every bit as strongly and evocatively as the sense of my mother's perfume, the roses and lilac trees that grew beside our house in Stamford, and the burning incense at church. During our years in New Rochelle, my father did not have a garden of his own, but I had a spot in the small backyard of the house next door in which my friend Stevie Fishkin lived. My garden was beside a tall tree that in summer gave welcome shade. Into that spot I transplanted vines and wildflowers that others would call weeds. I also kept, or thought I kept, for they were quite free, a small menagerie of ladybugs, caterpillars, and earthworms. Our home in Stamford had a half acre of land, and as soon as we moved in, my father dug up vegetable and flower beds everywhere. There was an especially large bed in a sunny, well-drained spot in which my father planted tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, and corn. We used to let my guinea pig loose in it in the morning and whistle at evening to call him home. My father had a smaller plot for cucumbers and squash in a low and partially shaded corner of the yard. I remember one year when a hurricane filled the garden up with 3 feet of water so that I went swimming with the cucumbers and the squashes. My mother kept annual and perennial flower beds along the length of our front porch and beside a hedge that divided our yard from the Wilson's yard. My father transplanted roots from my grandfather's rhubarb to a bed in our backyard, and every spring I would dip the ruby-red stems of that rhubarb into a bowl of sugar and savor its refreshing sweet and sour juice. Descendants of that rhubarb grow in my garden in Reisterstown, Maryland, and they will travel with us to whatever new home my wife June and I may move in future years.